Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yeshayahu Perek Samach Aleph, the 61st chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. It is a short perek of only 11 psukim. This is a perek which focuses on the theme of the prophecy necessary to get through Galus. In fact, the way he introduces it, Yeshayahu explains himself, and the context of this perek is the following. He says, Ruach Hashem Elohim Olai, the Spirit of God was on me, Yan Moshach Hashem Osi Levaser Anovim. Because Hashem sent me to give the message to those who are humbled. So his point of be giving this prophecy is to give hope to those in a difficult situation. And in fact, he describes the reasons. He says, to help those who are brokenhearted in exile and give them hope. To call a year of divine will and retribution of Hashem, Yom Nakom. It'll be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to set a time for Geula and retribution. Also, to uplift the mourners of Tzion, to give them jewels in the place of ashes, oil of anointing in place of mourning, and cloaks of splendor. This is why he is doing this, to rebuild the long destroyed buildings and renew the old ruins. So Yeshayahu is saying, I'm giving you this message to tell you, to give you hope through all of these things about this future. And he says, at that time, the enemies and the strangers will serve you. That means to say that everybody will come to pay homage, and they'll become your servants in the fields to look after your livestock, to sort out your farms, and you'll be called Kohanei Hashem. You're going to be the priests of God. Everybody will recognize that you among humanity are the people who are the representatives, or the most direct representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. You'll consume their armies, and you will earn their respect. And in place of the embarrassment you have experienced, you will have double the amount of honor and eternal joy. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice and hates theft. He hates theft even in his service, like when bringing sacrifices. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point in time will create an eternal covenant for you. And at such a point, Yeshayahu tells us that everybody will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And wherever we go, wherever our children go, our grandchildren go, they'll be recognized as the people who have the eternal blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them. Beautiful description. And finally, the section closes where Hashem says, Sos osi, we say, or Yerushalayim says, Sos asis ba Hashem, I will rejoice in Hashem, togel nafshi be'elokai, my soul will rejoice in my God. Why? Because he's given me these clothes of redemption, these clothes of righteousness, which will be worn like the groom wears his jewels and the bride wears her jewelry. And Israel will, ki o ka'oretz toitzit simcha, ukegano zeru'eo tatzmiach, and we will regrow, re-express the justice, like when you put a seed in the ground, the Mefarshim explain, and it rots, and then that's what generates the new growth. We'll have rotted, we'll have disintegrated, so to speak, in Golos, and regenerate ourselves and express Yatzmiach, Tzedakah, Tehila. We will sprout forth righteousness and praise, Neged Kola Goyim, to all the nations. That's the end of this perek. One or two things just to pick up on, we're noticing this, is why is this prophecy important? So it is sort of self-explanatory, but the Radak just adds in a little wrinkle, and that is that Yeshayahu is explaining to them, I am saying this before Galus begins. Understand, I'm giving you the terufa before the makkah. I'm giving you the antidote before the disease arrives. So you're about to go into Galus. I understand that I'm telling this to you now, and I'm not saying it because I'm an impositive person, because I want to give you a pep talk. I'm giving this to you because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to give this to you. So you should know that the same God who is sending you into exile is the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's saying that there's an end to it. And this is going to be our hope to get through it. That's how the Radak frames this. One of the curious things about this perek is in the description of all of this, you know, powerful turnaround in the future, there's this whole episode about Hashem loving justice. Ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat sonei gozel ba'ola. Why do we need to be told about that? Like, why is this relevant to the Geula process? So the Rashi says that Hashem is making the point that he hates gezel ba'ola, he hates deceit and thievery when it comes to his service. And that's why even when the nations come back and try to seek homage from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to listen, because many of them are really self-centered and not really doing this because they love Hashem, but they're trying to do work on self-preservation. That's really what's being said over here. Whereas the Radak says, no, it's not about the nation so much. It's really actually just about the Jewish people. Because Hashem has just said in the previous pasuk that in place of all the embarrassment and mistreatment, I'm going to give you back double in terms of the honor. And that means to say that, why is that? Because Hashem says, I love justice. And it is not just the way you were treated throughout history. It's not just how much blood was spilt innocently, how many parts of society you were closed out from without explanation, how many people were how many people killed in pogroms without any recompense. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this. Finally, just the last comment of the last 2 points over here is that in that famous phrase, which is actually, you know, sung as a song by many, Sois Asis Ba Hashem Togel Nafshi Be'Elokah, the Radak quotes his father, Radak Kimchi quotes his father, as noting that you notice there's two different names of Hashem in the rejoicing. One is Hashem, which is, of course, the Midas HaRachamim, and the one is Togel Nafshi Be'Elokah, which is Elokai, or Elokim is the Midas HaDin, is the attribute of justice, of firmness. Which means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us there's going to come a time where we'll even rejoice retrospectively in those moments which were very painful, those moments which felt like justice, which were very hard to escape. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. And finally, metaphorically speaking, the Abarbanel points out that in the last pasuk, when it says, Ki ka'aretz totzit simcha v'kaganot zeru'eo tatzmiach, like a garden which will sprout forth, and like a yard which will bring forth its planted fruit, what he's essentially saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, is there's two ways, as we saw at the end of last perek, that Geula can come. One way Geula can come is if we actually earn it. The other way Geula can come is not if we earn it, but it'll just happen by itself. It's sort of like a red line and a line which we can bring forward. So if it is that we don't earn it, if it's really the, you know, the end of the journey where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I have to redeem you, then it'll be like a garden which has sort of self-planted itself and never needed or never was tended by anybody. Certainly no garden has planted it. Whereas if it's going to be Kiri Zeru'er, that means to say that we earned it and we are in fact in charge of that, of the tone of that. And that again, Yeshayahu is pointing out to us, is in our hands. How do we set up that tone? In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.